Amen. Well, just a minute. Lift your hands and tell him how much you love him. How thankful for you are for what he has done for you. Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for all that he has done. As we celebrate his birth today, help us to never fail to realize the love that you showed to us. Father, as we speak today, may the power of the Holy Spirit be in everything that's said and done. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. It's good to see so many of you here. Actually, I looked around and I was a little surprised. I didn't expect this many, but thank you that you're here anyway, and all of you that are watching online, because we got some of our own people that are watching us online. I happen to know that. Okay. I want to do something a little different this morning. I call it Take a Good Look at Christmas. Let's start off by reading from Luke's Gospel. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her delivery. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now, as we look at this, and as we celebrate this day, Christmas Day we call it, this is when we choose to celebrate, and most of the world chooses to celebrate the birth of Jesus. It's debating whether this is the right day and whether it was at night or whatever. But you know what? As far as I'm concerned, that doesn't make any difference. You know why? Because this is the day that I choose to worship our Lord and Savior that came on this, whatever day it was, but this is the day I choose. As we begin this, take a good look at Christmas, I want to use a few words from my favorite Christmas carol, Silent Night. Now, when you hear this carol and the other Christmas carols, and we look at the pictures and the scenes of the stable and Mary and Joseph and the manger with the Christ child, it looks so quiet, so beautiful. But I want to ask y'all a question. Was it really silent? They were in a stable. What's in a stable, or we would call it a barn, is animals. I wonder if the cow was mooing, the sheep and the goats were baying, and the old donkey was giving out his hee-haws. Honky, honky, honky. If you've never heard a donkey bray at night, in the middle of the night, when I was in the Army at Fort Leonardville, Missouri, going through my basic training, our company had to take care of this World War II mule because he had done something, and he was decorated and all that. And I mean, his pen was out there and pretty close to the second platoon where I was, and he would wake us up with that. And animals, a city that is so crowded with people that there are no hotels available, and Mary Joseph couldn't find any place to stay, and finally one motel manager said, well, hey, the barn's out there, you can use it. And Joseph said, well, if that's all we got, that's what we got. Was it really silent where Jesus was born? I don't think so. Have you ever been around the delivery of a baby? It's not silent. Now, you know, that's a beautiful carol, and it's beautiful to think that. But I was just in my own mind, was it really silent? And then we look at another part. All is calm. Really? Animals? Choirs of angels singing in the heavens? Shepherds coming and looking and to find this babe that had just been born. Chaos because people couldn't find places to stay. That doesn't sound like calm to me. But it's really nice in the song. And then all is calm, all is bright. Now, hey, it was bright because when the angels appeared, it said the glory of the Lord is there. And if you study, you find out that the glory of the Lord is always depicted as bright, shining. So that part they got right. You know, as we look at this, maybe we're not seeing it so wrong after all. Because in the middle of all of this, in that stable, there's the power of God hovering over the stable and over Mary and Joseph and the child. If it had not been for this silent night, this calm night, as we sang in the song, there would be no Christmas. Just like we say at Easter, with no resurrection, there's no hope. There's no Easter. It may not have been silent. It may not have been calm. And it was bright. And it truly was holy. Because at this time, excuse me, the prophecy of Isaiah was being fulfilled. This prophecy was given probably somewhere around 400 years before that this ever took place. Isaiah's prophecy says it this way in Isaiah 9, "For unto us a child is born, Unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This was God himself fulfilling the promise that he made to Israel that many years before through the prophet. But let's look at what the angel said to the shepherds. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Great tidings of great joy, good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Now the prophecy was given to Israel, but the angel of the Lord said, this event is for all people, just not for Israel. On that very holy time, God brought the gift of salvation to all who would accept this babe that was born in Bethlehem. He brought salvation to us and everyone that would accept him as Lord and Savior. Yes, what a holy night. The night that redemption came. This child in that manger would not stay a babe, but for 33 years he lived a life, showing us that man, because he lived as a man, he died as the Son of God, but he lived as a man, showing us that mankind could live and not come under temptation. From the manger to the cross, and the Gospels, in between Matthew that relates this story and Luke that relates this story. From the birth to the resurrection, the story is there and told by those, Matthew, Mark, Luke, that lived with him, that walked with him. And because he came in a manger, and because he went to the cross, and because he died and rose again, we have salvation. You know, as you look in the stores, you'll see nativity scenes that you can buy. How many of you have a nativity scene? We have one that we bought in Israel, carved from olive wood. And you know what? Many people put that scene underneath the Christmas tree with the presents. And they're not wrong, because that night, hovering over that stable, was the shadow of the tree. The tree in the Word of God is referred to as the cross. So you cannot have Christmas without realizing the stable leads to the tree of crucifixion. But the story doesn't end there. It began in a manger, in a stable. For 33 years, there were miracles and all kinds of things going on. And then the cross. And many of the scribes and Pharisees thought that it was all over. In fact, they wanted to seal it, seal the tomb, so nothing could happen. But it did. And he was resurrected. That night, in that stable, that holy night, leads us from Christmas to Easter. The completion of God's plan for salvation for all people. It's very easy to have salvation. All you have to do is to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Would everyone bow their heads with me for just a moment? If you have never confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're in this auditorium, or you're watching online, I would ask everyone to repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, thank you for the child Jesus. But thank you for the Lamb of God that gave his life on Calvary that I might have everlasting life. You said in your holy word that if I would believe these things about Jesus and confess them with my mouth, I would be saved. I would become a new person in Christ Jesus. I thank you now that I am that new person. I believe in my heart, and you have heard me confess with my mouth. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Everyone stand, please. I realized this was short, but they told me to keep it short, so I did. I learned a long time ago to pay attention to what your daughter and your wife says. As you know, Miss Denise, Pastor Denise, she's sort of the executive pastor around here. But, you know, it does not take a long service to enjoy the presence of God. And I believe that we've had the presence of God in this place today. As our dismissal, I want us, Dan, to sing that song.
Silent night, holy night, and all is calm, and all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Sleep.
Amen. I bet, or I would expect, that from now on, every time you hear that carol, you'll remember what I said. So I can't preach that one again. Have what's left of a very Merry Christmas Day. God bless you. Wednesday night we'll be here. Remember all the announcements. Shake hands with somebody and enjoy your turkey and whatever you have for your Christmas dinner. God bless. You're dismissed.